The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. And this is the show where we stay laser focused on buy and hold real estate investing, turnkey real estate, whatever it happens to be, but we want to hold real estate for the rest of our lives in order to create positive cash flow and passive income so that our money is working for us instead of us having to work for our money. That's the goal, and that's what we talk about on this show. So, real estate investing, one of the key and most important things that you should consider when looking at a different rental market across the country is the vacancy rate. So, what is a vacancy rate? How do you know how to find this, where to look, and what factors go into a vacancy rate? Well, number one, a vacancy rate, put simply, the definition really is just the ratio of rental units not rented versus the total number in the building or the city or the state that exist. So for instance, let's just take, for example, an apartment building that has 100 units available. Well, if 10 of those are vacant, then you have a 10% vacancy rate. Pretty simple, right? Now, what about the whole city? So it's the number of available rental properties in a given market and how empty they are, basically. So the higher that number, the higher that vacancy rate, then the worse off that market tends to be. So, you know, it's really important because you want to figure out this exact ratio. So I'm going to give you a specific formula. So let's just take, for example, there are 300 available rental properties in a particular area. Okay. And 25 of them are vacant right now. 25 are sitting there vacant. Now you have 300 available, 25 are vacant. Here's a simple formula. Take 25 divided by 300. That's going to give us about 8.3%. So in that particular little neck of the woods, you have an 8.3% vacancy rate. That's pretty high. The national average sits around 7 or so. So if you have, you really don't want to be anything above the national average in your city when you're considering buying a rental property. So when you're out there searching for markets where you want to invest your family's money, you want to make sure that the vacancy rate sits lower. I mean, there's no reason. There's so many great rental markets out there that exist that where the vacancy rate is lower than the national average. Well, there are a few, and that's where I like to invest personally, and that's where my company, we do all of our rehabs. I always try to hit around that 4 or 5% vacancy rate. That's very, very low. And really what that means is, you know, you're going to have a tenant turnover. Let's say a tenant moves out of a property. Like we just had a tenant move out of a property. Literally, we got paint, carpet done in, I think it was like 2.5 weeks. And we already had a deposit actually when the other tenant was moving out. So we already had a deposit on the property and we just got it cleaned up, paint, carpet, boom. A few hundred dollars later, new tenant moving right in and a new lease was signed. That's the kind of tenant turnover you want, right? You don't want it stretching into months and months and months. So where should you look? We'll do a whole nother episode and we talk about the different cities that have maybe the highest vacancy rates, but there are some cities out there and there are some economic indicators which drive vacancy rates up. For instance, Little Rock, Arkansas has a high vacancy rate. I think the highest vacancy rate right now in the country is Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee has the highest vacancy rate. And there's a couple of economic problems with that. So what goes into a vacancy rate? Why would there be places that are vacant? Well, jobs, right? And if you don't have jobs, then you don't have people living in your properties. And I like to think of these Midwest markets a couple of different ways. I like to be in Midwest markets or markets, rental markets, where there are jobs that aren't just held by one employer. You know, Walmart doesn't just come to town and everyone's employed by Walmart. Well, what happens if Walmart leaves? Everyone's unemployed? I don't like that. And you shouldn't either, right? So the markets that I invest in, there are many, many jobs, hospitals, trucking companies, locally American-based jobs that aren't going anywhere, and they're not at the whim of the Chinese or the stock market. They are American-based jobs, and that's what I love about the places that I invest. The places that have high vacancy rates tend to have employers where there's just one big employer in town. And what happens when that employer leaves or they have to lay off people is that there's no other jobs available. And people leave and they're not wanting to rent. So they move. They move out of town. And that's what you're seeing in places like Memphis, Little Rock, Arkansas, also on the list, St. Louis. So it's just interesting to look at that dynamic. And also in that is crime data. So Memphis has something interesting going for it too, which it has a lot of crime, very high crime. So the new FBI statistics just came out. And you can check all of these. We'll link up all the different latest crime statistics as well as vacancy rates. We'll link them up. And you can check them out from wallethub.com. They aggregate all of this data and they look at a ton of different indicators. So for instance, Memphis, right? They've got high crime, very high crime. I think it's like the third or fourth least safe investing city. And then it also has a very high vacancy rate. It's the highest in the country for rental markets. It's like over 20% or something like that. It's really, really high. Well, when you think about the national average and then you think how high that is, something is obviously wrong in that area. And they were hit economically very, very bad back in 2011. They just lost tons of jobs, lots of boarded up empty buildings and so forth. Little Rock, Arkansas. Winston-Salem, North Carolina, also a place with a very high vacancy rate. So again, these economies that are tied to single employers or not very many employers tend to create a lot of problems and have a higher vacancy rate. I think that having a high vacancy rate is really second only to ROI when considering a rental property. Can I get a high rate of return? And if you think about it, vacancy rate is built in to your ROI. So, you know, ROI being the umbrella by which you measure all investments, and then vacancy rate is built into your return on investment, because a high vacancy rate is going to really impact your return on investment. So I hope this was helpful today, understanding what a vacancy rate, again, it's just the ratio of rental units not rented versus the total number that exist in that building, that city, that state, etc. There you go. If you have any questions about it, we would love to talk with you. And if you are ready to pick up your first rental property and dive in, we do a fully done-for-you service. That's what we do over at Morris Invest. Come over and visit us. Click on the Book a Call tab, and our team would be happy to jump on the phone with you. I love talking with investors. We'll spend like 30 minutes. We'll just kind of find out what your goals are, how many rental properties you would like to acquire in your portfolio, what your goals are. Is it 4 years, 7 years? What is your current plan? Maybe you already have a few rental properties. So I love talking with investors all over the country, and we get to really see what's happening out there in the world of real estate investing. We publish new shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we will be back with another great episode on Wednesday because we're going to talk about how to evaluate debt service in a rental property. We get that question a lot around here. So Natalie and I will be back on Wednesday to talk about how to evaluate debt service when you're buying a rental property. If you're getting a loan, if you need financing, how do you know if it's a good fit? How do you know if you're going to be cash flowing? How do you know if it's a good investment? That is Wednesday, folks. Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. Much love to you all. We'll see you back here on Wednesday for another episode of Investing in Real Estate. Have a good one.